Blog Talk Radio.
PM and any SCW fan can tell you what that means. It is once again time for SCW Radio. Now, guys, since we do have a bit of a different date, we're running our next event on a Friday. This is going to sound a little different, but we are only 2 days away, literally 2 days away from SCW Entertainment's sixth anniversary event, still standing 2015. And it's going to be a huge evening. Guys, we're going to be back at it, Cornica Fire Department. There's going to be so much going on. We'll get into all that here just momentarily. But first and foremost, as we do each and every week, just want to remind everyone that the live chat is open at this very moment. It was launched just a few seconds ago over at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Once you get to our show page there, you're just going to click on the July 8th, 2015 show, and you'll be right there with our open chat. Any questions, comments, concerns, what have you, we'll address them there. We'll also address them at the guest call-in number, which is, as always, 713-955-0804. Once again, that guest call-in number, if you want to be a part of SCW Radio this week, is 713-955-0804. So there you go, guys. The live chat is launched. The open lines, they're open. My queue is ready. You want to call into SCW Radio, now's your time to do it. Now, first and foremost, let's go ahead and talk about it. We did mention it at the top of the show. 2 days from now, July the 10th, which is this Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. out at Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina, SCW Entertainment is going to celebrate its sixth anniversary with our anniversary event entitled Still Standing, and we are still standing, ladies and gentlemen, despite what a lot of other individuals out there, despite their feelings towards us, this company is still standing and is stronger than ever, guys. Now, like I said, big event, not just the wrestling going on. There's going to be food out there here at Cornacre Fire Department, inflatables, all kinds of fun stuff going on. And at the epicenter of all of that, SCW Entertainment. Keep in mind, guys, right after Still Standing, right after the main event is over and the show is in the books, we're going to be having a fireworks show out there at Cornacre Fire Department. So don't leave after the main event, guys. Stick around, and it's going to be an amazing evening. And like I said, we're celebrating our sixth anniversary, and the matches that have already been signed and announced, I got to tell you, there's a lot of rumbling going on amongst the SCW fans, and I think they feel like this is going to be an incredible show, and I know that it will. Now, first and foremost, we're going to talk about the fact that what we've been talking about last week on this very radio broadcast, we spent a lot of time talking about it, and we may end up spending a lot of time talking about it today, and that is because the tradition is still standing is to always have a last man standing match. And up until last week on this very radio broadcast, there was no last man standing match scheduled for the event. Like I said, until last week when we had a very interesting conversation between Mr. Smith and Ace Harris. Both individuals calling in SCW Radio last week, both of them apparently having a lot of animosity towards each other and the way they operate and handle business here at SCW Entertainment. And a lot of people have brought it to my attention that it's very interesting that Mr. Smith, a guy who's been with SCW Entertainment since 2010, this being his fifth year in the company, and a guy like Ace Harris, who has been here since late 2012 but has had some complications, he's had his fair share of things he's had to handle, in his personal life and injuries, and who's kind of been in and out of SCW. And a guy who is in the XGR class of 2012, a guy who is, for all intents and purposes, very new to the in-ring portion of what we do. He's only got a limited number of matches under his belt. So in a certain way you're looking at this, this is the next generation versus the current generation. We've seen guys like Mr. Smith and Dean Richards and Cat Daddy and GPA sort of step up to become this current generation of guys that you're seeing in a matter of sense being catapulted into this main event spotlight, guys who have been working for a long time to get there. And now you're seeing another generation of guys, guys like your Ace Harris's, guys like your Tony Likens, people like this coming up. And it's very interesting dichotomy to see two different, I guess you could call it generations of SCW entertainers in that ring. And we're going to see when these two step into the ring, they're going to, for all intents and purposes, lay it out all on the line. Both individuals are definitely looking for a big win. Let's go ahead and put that out there. Let's not ignore the fact that both men are looking for a big win. Both men want to move on and take that next step here at SCW Entertainment, and a damn fine way to do it is to be the last man standing at Still Standing. So I'm looking forward to that matchup. Also, guys, the SCW Tag Team titles are on the line as the current reigning defending champions, Dr. Carl Hager and the Professor Murdoch, known collectively as GPA, have made an open challenge and defend their SCW Tag Team titles against any team. And that, you know, I've spoke to these guys recently. They don't just mean any team in SCW. These guys mean any team, period. So I'm very interested to see, are we going to see a repeat from Ace in the Hole when these guys made an open challenge and not one tag team had the cojones to come out there and take them up on that? Or will we see the complete 180? Will we see a tag team come together and challenge the SCW Tag Team Champions, champions who have held onto those titles since October of 2014? We're talking about tag team champions that, whether you like the way they handle business or not, are battle-tested, and these guys have proven that they're one of the best tag team champions in the history of this company. Also, guys, the SCW Internet Championship is up for grabs when the 6'8" Anderson Strong defends his title against fan favorite Cat Daddy. Now, Cat Daddy has definitely been on the collision course with Anderson Strong over the last 2.5 months here at SCW Entertainment. Cat Daddy, ever since separating ways with Del Frito, has set his sights on singles gold, and the singles title that he has selected is the Internet Championship. Now, you can't call Cat Daddy anything less than brave for taking up a challenge from a guy named like Anderson Strong. You got a 6'8", over 300-pound individual who holds the championship, who definitely doesn't want to relinquish that championship. And Cat Daddy, like we've said on the show here in the past, he's got a lot of heart, but is that going to be enough to wrestle the Internet Championship away, a title that has so much prestige and lineage here at SCW Entertainment? Is that heart going to be enough to wrestle that title away from a giant in Anderson Strong? We find that out in 2 days at Still Standing. And also, guys, another thing that is being, quote, promoted on this event is the identity of the new general manager being revealed. And like I said in the past here, this individual is going to be working under me. This individual, just like everyone else in this company, will be working for me. And he's already gotten off to a bad foot by booking the main event that I did not want to have at this event. So you know what? We're just going to have to, A, find out who this individual is, and B, from there, I assure you all, he will be put right into place. So with that said, let's talk about that main event that yours truly did not sign, that this new GM has apparently signed, and it is going to be going down. It is Tanner Stone defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against a guy who is called Mean Dean Richards. Ladies and gentlemen, as I understand it, this is a match that the SCW fans have been wanting to see all year, maybe even longer, for this SCW Heavyweight Championship. This is the first time Dean Richards has ever wrestled for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And this isn't the first time these two have been in the ring with each other. If you guys recall, back last year they had a bit of a feud, I guess you could call it, for the Internet Championship. Tanner Stone came out on the top of that feud. Now we're going to see what happens. One-on-one, Tanner Stone defends the undisputed SCW Heavyweight Championship against a guy who a lot of the fans say is overdue a shot at the Heavyweight Championship, against a guy who has definitely been on a tear here at SCW Entertainment, a guy who has proven himself here at SCW Entertainment. I won't take that away from him. However, he is going up against the man that ran TJ Boss out of this company. He's going up against the man who unified the two SCW Heavyweight Championships to one, our current SCW Heavyweight Champion, Tanner Stone. So I'm excited, guys, and as I understand it, another match will be going down that hasn't been revealed quite yet. The only way to find out what match that is to actually be at Still Standing this Friday, 2 days from now, 7 o'clock p.m. at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. That is Cornacre Fire Department. We're going to have food. We're going to have inflatables, all kinds of fun things going on, and most of all, SCW Entertainment right in the epicenter. And did I mention, guys, this event is absolutely free. And, you know, after the event, fireworks show to follow, Cornick Fire Department's way of celebrating the 4th of July a little bit belated. But to be perfectly honest, we're celebrating the anniversary of this company a little belated, as I think most of you did see. The Happy Birthday SCW Entertainment hashtags and pictures go up back on the 3rd about 5 days ago. So we're excited about that. Also, we wanted to mention to you guys, over at our YouTube channel, we have 3 brand new recap videos up. The Best of the Best from back in February, Blaze of Glory 6 from April, and Afterburn from the beginning of May. As I understand it, the Ace in the Hole recap is being worked on right now and will be put up within the next week or so. So there's a lot of big things going on at SCW Entertainment. And one other thing we wanted to touch on is the wrestling buzz. They've been putting up a lot of polls for Wrestler of the Year, Tag Team of the Year. We may have mentioned the Wrestler of the Year last week here on this radio broadcast, but we have promoted the heck out of that. We'd also like to throw out, guys, Tag Team of the Year is up, and none other than GPA, the current SCW Tag Team Champions, are in the running for that. So, guys, definitely go check that out at thewrestlingbuzz.webly.com. They've got all their polls they have up thus far, so go check them out. We're glad that SCW is in the running for not only Tag Team of the Year, but the Wrestler of the Year poll that they had up a couple of days back. So definitely go and vote your heart. I'm not saying vote SCW Entertainment, but if you vote anything else, you may be throwing your vote away. Now, with that said, guys, really quickly what we're going to do before we jump into any calls is we're going to go through and we're going to tell you guys where you can find SCW Entertainment, any and all places on the World Wide Web, and all social media outlets. So here goes, guys. Of course, our official website located at scwentertainment.com. Also, you can find us at facebook.com/scwentertainment09 or simply by searching SCW Entertainment. Also, you can find us at Twitter at scwgreenwood or, of course, twitter.com/scwgreenwood. Where you're going to want to go find those new recap videos we just spoke about, you can find those at youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Also, guys, you can find us each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, our Instagram account at instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. And, of course, our Tumblr account at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the keywords SCW Entertainment and find us on various other websites such as Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google Plus, SoundCloud, and more. So, yeah, guys, like we say each and every week, no reason why you shouldn't be friend, like, share, following, whatever the case may be. You can follow, friend, like, share SCW Entertainment all over the World Wide Web, all over social media. And with that said, guys, one more time before we jump into calls, because I do have a couple of callers here already in my queue. Just want to let you guys know the live chat is open right now at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's show event, which is July the 8th, 2015, or you can call us right now. The lines are open at 713-955-0804. Guys, we're in here talking still standing. We're only 2 days away from still standing. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines right now. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm now being joined by none other than one of the men who will be entering the last man standing match in 2 days' time, Ace Harris. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing tonight, Mr. Van?
You know, it's a very exciting time here at SCW Entertainment. I think the still standing event celebrating another year of this company striving to be the best it can be is always a good time. 2 days away from the event, and as we spoke about earlier, yourself, you're returning to SCW Entertainment. I don't remember anybody who has returned to SCW Entertainment under such pressure. You haven't been inside the squared circle since December. And come 2 days from now, not only are you returning, stepping back into that ring, you're stepping into a ring with an individual who has little to no remorse for any other human being in this world, as it seems, in a last man standing match. How do you feel about this?
Well, you talk about little to no remorse. If you've seen the video that Mr. Smith has put on Facebook, day before yesterday, I believe, you know, he said some pretty intimidating things. You know, last week on this show, We all heard him laying out a challenge for a last man standing match, and it was pretty much what it came down to. It was an offer I couldn't refuse because, you know, yeah, I've had problems with GPA as of late, but nobody knew the problems I had with Antonio. And now that it's unveiled, he wants to have a last man standing match. And on top of that, he's gone and brought my family into the picture, which we all know the history between me and Tony Larkin. We all know that it was last year, around this time, Tony Larkin won the X Championship from the Professor Murdoch. And a month later, I ended up turning on him and costing him a shot at Tag Team Championships. And the story continues. Everybody knows how it all folds out. But Mr. Smith wants to bring my family into this, talking maybe he'll kidnap Tony Larkin. Yeah, good luck with that, first of all. But then he goes on to talk about my brother's wife and his little girls and his son. So now you want to bring family into this? Antonio, you want to make this personal, more personal than what it was? You're not giving me a reason to fear you. You're giving me a reason to want to kick your ass. And I, for one, cannot wait until Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. for Still Standing. You know, yeah, Mr. Vince, I haven't been back in several months. I haven't had any in-ring, you know, action in the last several months. And then to be coming back in a last man standing match, there's a pressure on me. But the pressure is what's willing me and pushing me forward. And the pressure is why I'm going to go ahead and guarantee victory over Antonio Smith and put him out of his misery. You talk about the next generation, me being the next generation against the current generation. Well, all things fade in the end, and my time is now, and I'll prove that July 10th.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point talking about the video that Mr. Smith released earlier this week. You know, it's no shocker. We've seen a big change. To say this isn't a big shock, we've seen a big change in Mr. Smith over the last several months. We've seen an individual who has turned his back on friends, has acted very, you know, erratically, saying that he would do some of these things, kidnapping family members, some even children. You know, obviously that puts you on end. You know, it would do that to anybody. But to be perfectly honest, you have a last man standing match with an unbalanced individual. Do you have a game plan going into this, being out of the ring for so long and coming back and stepping into the ring with an individual who lacks any compassion for who stands across the ring from him?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer to that question is, you know, you say man has no compassion. And my game plan simply is to take everything he has and give my 110%. You know, it's a big thing. It's going to mean a lot to me July 10th. And to be fighting in a last man standing match, in all honesty, with a man like Antonio Smith, Mr. Smith, I'll give him his credit where it's due. I mean, the man, he's done a lot. Like I said, a lot of great things, but he's turned his back on his friends, and he's letting this insane thing take over him. And time for him to realize that, you know, if he can't be the Antonio Smith that he used to be, then Insane Smith is not needed in SCW. That old dog could be took out and put out. And my game plan simply is to win. Everybody knows that in the last man standing match, when they come to watch the match, it's not going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be a fight. And that's what this is going to be, a downright fight. And so, simply answer your question, my game plan is to win. And I've come to, you know, I've waited for this for too long to fail. It's been several months. Thinking all these months about things that I could do to become the best, the future. And that now is the better time than any. And this Friday, you will all find out why I'm Country Boy Fresh and why I say I am the future.
One more question really quickly, because the switchboard is lighting up this evening. And try to be as brief as you possibly can here. There are some rumors floating around that Tony Lycan has threw his name in the hat, so to speak, to accompany you to ringside in this match with Mr. Smith. Are there any truth to these rumors? And if so, has this been cleared through anyone here at SCW Entertainment?
Well, be very brief about it. There has been some talk between me and Tony Lycan, yes. We have been talking, and we both have agreed that it's best to put the past behind us and move forward. Come to Still Standing, I don't know. You just have to be there to find out because, you know, he hasn't given me a funny put answer on if he wants to be in my corner. He said some things about it, and now that Mr. Smith has thrown him and his family in it, it's kind of like provoking him to – but I don't have a plain answer right now. Just come to Still Standing, and we'll find out at the same time.
All right. Guys, we do have a lot more callers here in the queue, so we're going to go ahead and stay on the line there with us, Ace. We'll definitely get back with you here at the end of the broadcast. Last four digits, 5855, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Chris from the fire department.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Just want to let you know that we're glad to have y'all back this weekend. Been a while since we've had you. I think last time y'all was here, we had a little feud going on between that punk-ass Tanner Stone and a lot of firemen out here pissed off at him. You better believe we'll be rooting on Dean Richards when he goes in there and smashes his head in. So we kind of owe him when he tried to kill everybody out here with his fanatic in that car. And hopefully Mr. Pierce will show up with him and get a little taste of his medicine also.
I've tried in the past to defend a lot of the actions of Tanner Stone, but you know what? Here recently, I'm just having a lot of trouble doing it. But I'll tell you this much: you're definitely not in the unnormals. A lot of people are coming to this show for one reason, and whether I like it or not, is the fact that they want to see Dean Richards put his knee through Tanner Stone's skull and take the SCW heavyweight title.
Yeah, we can't wait. Out of all the matches coming, when we saw that one, we were like, well, we're glad it's going to happen here. You know, we enjoy having y'all, and we're going to be, you know, when we do that fireworks show, if we can get Dean just to smash his head in a little harder, it might make the fireworks a little better.
Well, I got to tell you, I have to agree with you on one thing. We're definitely glad to be back at Cornaco. It's been way too long. You know, a lot of guys consider it home, and we are glad to be back there, man.
All right, buddy. We'll see y'all Friday.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We're just going to keep on strolling through here. I believe the next number in line, if I'm not mistaken, is none other than Antonio Smith, now known as Mr. Smith, joining us live here. Are you there, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I am, Mr. Van. How you doing today?
You know, like I said earlier, it's that time of the year again. It's Still Standing. I think everyone tends to be in a pretty decent mood come Still Standing. It's a celebration of this company. However, we have been talking to Ace Harris here. I'm sure you've heard. He's had a lot of things to say about you. And you know what? It's your turn to go here. The floor is yours, Mr. Smith. Still Standing, last man standing match against Ace Harris. Go ahead.
Hello, Antonio. Ed. Ace Harris has said is blah, blah, blah. Yes, I did a video talking about Tony Lycan. And pretty much as Ace Harris was talking, you can hear his voice. You can hear his heartbeat. It's like he's scared of me. He is afraid of me. That's how he was saying, what am I going to do to his family, kidnap his brother, his sister-in-law, his kids. You can hear the fear from his mouth as he talks. This is not only a last man standing match. This will be redefined, Mr. Smith, as Still Standing. Ace Harris, you have mentioned I've done good things. Light Bull Massacre, House of Pain, numerous hardcore matches. But the most I would say I like the most is Light Bull Massacre. Now, and you know there's plenty weapons out in Cornick Fire Department. You have the dumpster, you have the trailer, you have the fire trucks, the boat, the pavement, the ring. But yet, I can use your brother as a weapon. Throw your brother towards you. But I hear that your brother Tony Liking wants to get himself involved in this match, this last man standing. Well, Tony Liking, he said a few words when I was the, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Van, I was the internet title champion at the time when Mr. Liking wanted to start a feud with me.
I do recall something along those lines a couple of years back. I do.
Well, Tony Liking, you can get your chance, but after I destroy your brother, Ace Harris, I'm done with him. And moving on to the SCW heavyweight title. So, if you want to offer me something, offer me a match that I cannot refuse Tony Liking. But now, this Ace Harris come out taking me to the shed and putting me out of my misery. Ace Harris, former referee of the year. You had a couple of matches before you was a referee, but it didn't turn out so bright. You was going down a spiral road. You had to go sit at home, watch TV, think about what you want to do with your life. So, well, I guess I'll be a referee for the time being. Watch everybody, watch my brother to get his screen title. And he just showing around your face, just showing it, pouting, just in your face, just making you feel bad. I know that gut instinct, you want to take your brother head off. But you did referee his match and cost him and his partner the tag team title. How did your brother feel about that? Now, y'all want to make a truce and y'all want to stick together and take out Mr. Smith. Or you can say insane Mr. Smith. But here's the thing, Ace Harris, Tony Liking needs to watch his back. Is still standing. Or better yet, he needs to watch it later tonight. Maybe tomorrow night. You might want to keep a close eye. Keep in contact with him. You never know. I could be lurking around his house. Maybe an apartment. His car. His job. Become is still standing at Cornick Fire Department. Ace Harris, insane Mr. Smith, one-on-one, last man standing. And the winner that will be last man standing will be insane Mr. Smith.
Well, guys, we've got a little less than a minute now before we head into after call. If we haven't got your call yet, stay on the line with us, and we'll be getting with you very shortly. Really quickly, Mr. Smith, you know, we've heard all you've had to say about Ace Harris and Tony Liking and things of that nature. A lot of individuals are saying about you somewhat what they've said about Dean Richards. In the Dean Richards situation, a lot of people are saying he's overdue a shot at the title. Similarly, a lot of people are saying Mr. Smith should be in contention for the heavyweight championship at this point in his career. Winning the last standing match at Still Standing is the kind of thing that can put you in contention for the heavyweight championship. With that said, you've made your intentions on previous episodes clear of SCW Radio that you want to be the SCW heavyweight champion. So really quickly, before we go into any other callers, could I get your opinion on the current SCW heavyweight champion, Tanner Stone, and the challenger, Dean Richards?
Well, Tanner Stone, I have worked with Tanner Stone. He also has shined a title that I have mentioned of what I just said not too long ago. There is that title. Well, Tanner Stone, your time is ticking against Mean Dean Richards. But it should be Tanner Stone versus Insane Mr. Smith as still standing for the SCW heavyweight title. Not Mean Dean Richards. But Mean Dean Richards, I don't have nothing against you right now. But I will say this, I do have against you. I did not like after the match we had at the Burton Center. You dropped me on a stop sign. Mean Dean Richards, if you win the SCW heavyweight title, I'm coming for the SCW heavyweight title. Also, don't let me forget Professor Murdoch, Mr. Ace and the Hole winner, for a contract for the SCW heavyweight title. He can get a shot at any time. He can see fit for opportunity. Now, Professor Murdoch, I hope you're listening. Maybe your partner might be listening. So if your partner, Carl Hager, is listening, I hope he delivers a message to you, Carl Hager. If your partner interferes down the line or interferes and still standing in my match, I will deliver a little gift to your home. If you know what I mean, I'm not going to give details. You just have to wait and see. So the GPA have a good day with their opening challenge match. It's still standing. Mean Dean Richards, Tanner Stone, whoever wins, I want my title shot after I beat down, destroy Ace Harris. It's still standing. I want an opportunity for the gold.
All right, guys. We are in the after call, about 2 minutes in. We're going to go ahead and try to get to the rest of our callers here in the queue. So with that said, last four digits of your number, 9245. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with? Hello, hello. Last four digits, 9245. We're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
This is Cat Daddy.
What's going on, man? We are now being joined, and we did mention this a little bit earlier, guys. This will be the individual we're speaking to now, Cat Daddy, I speak of, who is challenging the 6'8" giant, the current SCW Internet Champion, for his title at Still Standing. Your thoughts, Cat Daddy? Go ahead.
Hours away. Still standing, Cornacre Fire Department. I am going to make a believer of all the doubters. I'm going to make a believer to all my kittens everywhere. And I'm a damn sure make a believer out of Anderson Strong. 48 hours away.
Oh.
My time. Kitten's time has arrived. Period.
Well, you know just as well as I do, and you did kind of hit on it there. There are the doubters out there. You know, anytime anyone steps into the ring with Anderson Strong, his physique alone being 6'8", over 300 pounds, a lot of people put their money on Anderson Strong. size, take that out of the picture. Championship advantage, take it out of the picture. A lot of individuals describe Cat Daddy as the man on the roster who has more heart than anybody else, and you've proven that in the past. I won't take anything away from you. I will admit, whether you come out on top or you don't, you pick yourself up, you move along, and you're definitely going up this ladder at SCW Entertainment at a very expedient rate. Being Internet Champion would be your first singles title here at SCW Entertainment. So, if I could, what would being Internet Champion mean to you?
Internet Champion would mean to me a couple of things. Internet Champion to me would mean, first of all, I am the king of the Internet. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You can reach Cat Daddy at all those social media sites. Second of
all, you know,
all,
man, I gotta tell you, man, we're starting to run out of time here a little bit. We don't have much time here left in After Call. We have ran over a little bit this week. But really quickly, anything else that you're feeling right now, like you said, less than 2 days now away, going and still standing, go ahead and let's hear it, man.
Yeah, I say being Internet Champion, be an honor to me, my first singles title. I wouldn't be able to describe it because I absolutely don't know how I would take it, but I know it will be the greatest moment of my career.
And most definitely,
strong,
you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just strong. Like I said, I'm going to put all doubts to rest. So look for a fight. If you think I'm a pushover, think again. I am going to fight with everything I've got, whether I come out on top or not. Best believe I will give it 110%. I will be the next Internet Champion, or I will die trying.
You know, I hold the Internet Championship personally kind of close to my heart. It's the only championship belt that yours truly was never able to obtain at SCW Entertainment, and it's definitely a very prestigious title here. I think a lot of the fans and the boys in the back will tell you it's the closest you can become to being heavyweight champion without actually being heavyweight champion. It's a championship belt where its matches have been on par, if not better, than heavyweight championship matches before in the past. And it's a belt, like I said, its lineage and its prestige speak for itself. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Internet Championship match at the anniversary event at Still Standing. And with that said, we do have one more caller waiting in the queue. And you know what? Once again, I'm so accustomed to seeing this number, I know who it is. And you know what? It's my job to take the call, so I'm going to do it. So with that said, we're now welcoming to the show, unfortunately, SCW fan Chris Weidman. You there,
yes,
Chris?
I'm here, Mr. Bad.
All right,
here.
And I assume there's a reason you sound like that.
You're darn right. I'm Mr. Antonio Smith, number two.
You know, I knew I shouldn't answer this phone. I knew I shouldn't answer it. I knew it.
An imposter. I'm not an imposter. You are. You're a phony. You're a fake. And Still Standing, I hope you get the living dog crap beat out of you.
You know what else is phony and wide load? That Obama phone. I guess it just bottomed out again. Guys, with that said, since Weidman called in and ruined all the fun, I guess we're going to go ahead and start getting ready to wrap it up, guys. So, like we do each and every week, we're going to go through and we're going to give everybody just a few moments to collect themselves and let's hear your closing thoughts. But I will say this, guys, try to be a little speedy here. We've only got about 5 minutes left in after call, and once that's over, we'll be completely off air. So we'll start with you, Ace Harris. Really, quickly, your closing thoughts as we head into Still Standing.
How does this sound for fear, Antonio? Come to Still Standing July 10th. You want a SCW Heavyweight Championship shop after you think you're going to beat me? Come to Still Standing. You're going to get your ass kicked, and I'm sure we can say that on the radio. Mr. Tony Lycan, but I hope you don't get any involved in my match. This is between me and Antonio. Whatever happens after the match is whatever happens. I will see you guys July 10th. Cat Daddy and Dean Richards, you guys have good luck in your matches, and I can't wait to see you. This is Ace Harris signing off. That's just all right, because I'm Country Boy Fresh.
All right, and we move on to you, Mr. Smith. As quickly as possible, your closing thoughts.
Ace Harris, it will be you that be the last man down. If Tony Lightning interferes, or yeah, I can say it's a no disqualification, be my guest. Interfere in the match, you will get the same thing as your brother, Ace Harris.
All right, we'll move on to you, Cat Daddy. Your closing thoughts, man. Go ahead.
48 hours. Like I said, me and Anderson Strong, the time for talk is over. It's time to put up or shut up. Point blank, period. This is going to be the fight of my life. I know it is, but I'm mentally and physically prepared for it. I've trained hard, and I'm ready. 48 hours away, Cat Daddy's coming with everything he's got. So, kittens, be watching, because it's our time. Cornacre Fire Department. Still Standing, internet title, Cat Daddy.
All right, and unfortunately, I'm going to do it. Guys, against my better judgment, Weidman, do you have any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts is out.
Nothing. That's what I thought. With that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap up this week's episode of SCW Radio. I take appreciation in the form of money for me cutting Wide Load off just there. Guys, 2 days, actually less than 2 days from now, Friday, 7 o'clock p.m., that's July 10th, SCW Entertainment presents Still Standing, the 6th anniversary event, guys. We're going to be out at Cornacre Fire Department at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina, guys. We got inflatables out there, courtesy of Cornacre Fire Department. There will be food vendors. There's going to be SCW Entertainment right in the epicenter, a fireworks show to follow the event. And, guys, that is absolutely 100% free to you, the SCW fans. And with that said, guys, just look one more time at the awesome card that has been set up. We got Ace Harris versus Mr. Smith in a last man standing match. You've heard these two over SCW Radio the last 2 weeks. I think these two are going to beat the crap out of each other personally. Also, GPA defends the SCW Tag Team Championships in an open challenge match. Any team that wants some can go out there and get some tag team titles on the line. Also, the Internet Championship on the line as the 6'8" Anderson Strong defends his belt against Cat Daddy, one-on-one at Still Standing. And, of course, guys, the identity of this general manager will be revealed. Nobody cares. But the main event, ladies and gentlemen, apparently everybody wants to see it, and it's going to happen. Tanner Stone will defend the SCW Heavyweight Championship against Dean Richards in the main event of Still Standing. And, guys, with that said, we've completely exhausted all of our time here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I want to thank everyone for calling in. I want to thank everyone for the questions and comments. And thank everyone for listening, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. I guess as far as that goes, guys, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.